This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, August 2nd. God's word to you today is compass. Our scripture reading is taken from John 5, verses 9 to 10, and it says, "Instantly the man was healed. He rolled up his sleeping mat and began walking. But this miracle happened on the Sabbath, so the Jewish leaders objected. They said to the man who was cured, 'You can't work on the Sabbath. The law doesn't allow you to carry that sleeping mat.' When the Bible says this miracle was done on the Sabbath, you know that there is trouble coming. Telling the man that the law does not allow you to carry that sleeping mat was a lie. It was actually a Pharisaic oral law, not the Mosaic law. But for every law, they had 39 sub-laws. This is one of the 39 sub-laws of the Sabbath. How can the Jewish leaders see a man that has been crippled for 38 years, now on his feet, walking, and carrying the mat, and all they could think about is the law, instead of dancing and jubilating? That is what religion does to people. Religion is a very bad thing. It has nothing to do with God. Jesus said to them, 'Go and find the meaning. I require mercy and not sacrifice.'" This is taken from Matthew 9, verse 13, and Matthew 12, verse 7. With the woman that was bent over, the Jewish leaders were watching Jesus to see if he would heal her on the Sabbath. Jesus asked them, "This woman that is the daughter of Abraham, should she not be healed even on a Sabbath?" Then Jesus said, "Get up, woman, stretch yourself." And she was healed. Guess what? The Jewish leaders had an issue with it. And Jesus asked, "How can you have an issue with it?" Seeing people surrender their lives to Jesus and getting saved never ever gets old for me. But I have discovered it is not the same for old Christians. Their reaction to seeing someone getting saved is, "Are you really sure about this, their salvation decision?" Or they make statements like, "Let us just give all the glory to God." Old Christian. It sounds pious, but is an old Christian way of thinking. Let us pray that their names will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Old Christian. It is a useless prayer because the moment they said, "Jesus, here I am," their names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You do not need prayers to write it there. That is why you must never be an old Christian. The Bible says heaven rejoices over one person that comes to Christ. So how can your focus be if the person is really saved or not? How is that your business? Why can't you just rejoice with heaven for once? Say, "I must never be an old Christian." John 5 verse 11 says, "But he replied, 'The man who healed me told me, pick up your mat and walk.'" Interestingly, Mr. Blamer blamed Jesus for his Pharisaic offense of carrying his mat. Please read John 5 verses 15 to 16 and 18. Jesus showed up to this man and told him that now that he had been healed, he should sin no more. But all that was on his mind was to report Jesus to the Jewish leaders and blame Jesus for his offense. This is the same Jesus that ignored all his own blaming his family, his lovers, his enemies, and healed him. Now, see how he repays Jesus by throwing him to the dogs. Now, Jesus had people trying to kill him just because of this man. Sometimes you do good for someone and they repay you with evil. Do not worry, they did the same to Jesus. You're going to triumph in Jesus' name. Why did you repay Jesus like that? The answer is, he had no interest in knowing Jesus. Focusing on the healing and not the healer leads to all sorts. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please keep my heart fresh and zealous for God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. we invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.